did a matana manasa lahatzir by an esro. The yotzer nitzra tetsira yotzer lechaziro lo yotzer. So Tosfos raises an issue over here that there's a mishnah later in kiddushin that whenever you do kiddushin alatanai, anything alatanai, we should assume matana alatanai is also the same. You have to formulate the tanai in a specific way. That an institution of tanai exists as a gzeris hakosav learned out from tanai b'regadim nevuvei. Yavrin esatem lo yavrin nechzer b'seichechem. So it has to be formulated in accordance with the way the nusach of the tanai was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the b'regadim nevuvei. So you need tanai kof. You need what the Rama calls four mishpatei atanoim. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Vav, quotes all the Mishpatei Atanoim from the Mishnah later. You need Tanai Kofel, you have to have both a hen and a lav, you have to have Tanai Koidim Lamaisa, you have to have hen Koidim Lalav, you have to have a Tanai Shev Shalakaimo. It shouldn't be Masna Mashkos Batur. Okay, five Klolim. So since you have to have a Tanai Kofel, so that's Tosis Kasha. That's the kasha. We tell me amai lo yotza. Hello, have a tanai kofel. Let's see, where's that mishnah later? Where is that mishnah? Does it tell you where the mishnah is? Forgot about it. Samach, so you have a lot of tanoim. What do you think? Samach Aleph. Samach Aleph and Aleph. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Kol Tanai Sheinu Tanai B'nei Gadim Neiruvin Ein a Tanai. You assume that it's a Xeris HaKosev, that an institution of Tanai exists as a Xeris HaKosev by Tanai B'nei Gadim Neiruvin. And the Shulchan Aruch says, let's say a man gives his wife a get a la Tanai. Let's say he's gone into the army. So you should really give it. He doesn't. He may disappear. He may be killed. Okay. In which case, she'll be an amana. Okay. But she may not know whether he's alive or dead. He may be held captive for a long, long time. So the use of the Gemara says in the first parak in Ksubas, Kaliyotze the Machem is based on it. How your kosev get creases liishto used to give a get. So Tosfos said they gave a get belied tonight. A get without it tonight. But if it's a kohen. He's going to give his wife a get, then he's not allowed to live with her later on. So he has to give a get a la tanai. He has to give a get all the time. Here in America also, sometimes when there was a wartime, the Second World War, so Kohanim would give their wives a get a la tanai. If he doesn't come back within a certain number of years, so she should be megureshes. So the tanai has to be formulated the way it says in the Chumash. So the Tur quotes from the Rabbeinu Peretz in Hilchos Gittin. What if it just says, this should be the get if they don't come back within 3 years, and the tanai should be in accordance with the tanai that I got of Neiruvin. He doesn't say everything. He didn't say kofel, he didn't say hen kodem alav, he didn't say tanai kodem amaisa. He just refers to the parsha and chumash. This tanai should be in accordance with the tanai that I got of Neiruvin. So the Torah says, in the name of Rabbi Eder Perek, that's also acceptable. It's considered as if he said it. That's what the Chazon Ish is famous. Chazon Ish said, if a person buys tevel in Eretz Yisrael, he has to be mafresh tumas and maizus, and he doesn't remember what you're supposed to say. He's supposed to be mafresh a little bit more than 1%, and say whatever is more than 1% to the left should be maizah mina maizah, should be truma gedola. Whatever is 1% should be maizah mina maizah together with the 9% next to it. So he doesn't remember the whole nusach. He just takes off a little bit more than 1%. He says harein mafresh kemosha kosav avaluach. Want to be mafresh chumas amaisa the way it says on the calendar, and the calendar tells you the Israeli calendar, the luch, it tells you what the whole nusach is. So the Chazon Ish said that just like the Torah quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, that's acceptable by tanai, even though you didn't formulate the tanai properly. Just say this tanai should be in accordance with the tanai that I got him they move in. So it's considered as if you said everything that you were supposed to say. So the same is true. The Chazon Ish said if you Mafresh Shumas and Maisa is Harry Mafresh Mashakosav Alaluah. So there are those in Eretz Yisrael who don't, no one disagrees with the Torah. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This Chiddush of the Chazon Ish, he's not quoted by the Torah. So this is Chazanish. There are people who don't trust the Rabbanut, who don't trust any Hashgach and Eretz Yisrael, because every so often the Mashgiach who's there to be Mafish Chumas Maisa will just say, I read it Mafish Mashgos Vavaluach. So those who are Machmer against the Chazanish. Okay. But this is the Mishnah. Fine. It's learned after Tanai B'nei Godim B'nei Ruvim. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha when someone gives me the Esrog and the Lulav. Years ago, this was very common practice. You would give one or two people in the whole shul had a lulav and an esrog. This is a recent thing that everybody buys a lulav and an esrog. In America, it's very recent. Yeah. So years ago, everybody would take the rabbi's lulav and esrog. Or there would be two lulav. The rabbi had one, the shul had one. Everybody would take matanam and aslahatza. So that's Tosfos kasha. How was it good? If you say, here's a lulavata, here's an esrog, matanam and aslahatza, don't you have to have tanai kofel? So what is Tosfos answer? That's called Mishpatei Tanai. You have to say the hen and the lab, you have to say the hen before the lab, you have to say Tanai Koidim Lamaisa, fine. So Tosfos says, V'yishlam Adika Tanai De Laboy Kofel. Sometimes you don't need Kofel Kigon Ocho, like over here, Shehoye Bedaito, Shivor Chaveru Al Esrik Shalom. It's understood, I want the Esrik back, I need it for tomorrow. But it's understood, you need Shalachem on the first 2 days of Sukkot, you need Shalachem. And the second day is the machlik is where they need shalachem. The first day, for sure, you need shalachem. Ulakachtam lachem shalachem. And the second day, the Ritva quotes the machlik is of Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bikuri Yankov, Rabbi Yankov Etlinger. The first sefer he wrote is called Bikuri Yankov. Then he wrote all the Svarim Baruch Laneh. Those were after. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bikuri Yankov and Hilchas David Minim, Hilchas Sukkah, every page, every other page he quotes. And he's a very good sefer. So he shows from the Shulchan Aruch that the Shulchan Aruch, he says that people make a mistake, they think the second day you don't need Shalachem, and it's beferish in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like that, we pass can, you do need Shalachem on the second day. Why should there be an opinion that you don't need Shalachem? Everything you treat the second day, same as the first day, it's a Sveka Diyadma, so of course you should need Shalachem. So the Ritva explains why. When was Yantav Sheni Shel Golis introduced? During the lifetime of Abai V'Rava, when they fixed the calendar. Until then, there was a different kind of Sveka Diyadma. Then when they set their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael, they lived in Babel. They weren't involved in making the calendar. But their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael, Hillel Sheni, who was a descendant of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he set the calendar. So now you know 100 years in advance when Yantav is going to fall out. There's no more Sveka Diyadma. So the Shaila was then, should we still observe Yantav Sheni Shel Golis? So the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael sent a letter to the Rabbanim in Babel that you still observe Yantav Sheni Shel Golis. But after the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yechim Zaken made 9 takonis. He was the chief rabbi. He was the head of the Sanhedrin. So some of his Bizman Abayis, many of them were after the Churban Abayis. Sachakol, Mar says he made 9 takonis. One of the 9 takonis was, Shehei Lulav Nito Kol Shivam. And I tell you, only Sheik Lulav on the first day all over the world, and you only take on the first day. And then it says, you celebrate in the Beis HaMikdash for all 7 days. That's the Mishnah. Lulav Nitol Bamikdash Kol Shiva. In the Beis HaMikdash, you have to shake the lulav all 7 days. That's Ben HaTorah. Bamedina, outside the Beis HaMikdash, is only Bayam HaRishon. So Rabbi Yechim Zaka made a takana after the Churban HaBayis, soon after the Churban HaBayis, the lulav nito kol shiva midirabban and zechal mikdash. We shouldn't forget that there used to be such a mitzvah in Atara to shake the lulav all 7 days. So by the time it came Hillel HaSheni during the lifetime of Abai Barabba, everybody was shaking lulav anyway on the second day Yontav, because they were shaking lulav for all 7 days. That takana was right after the Churban HaBayis. That was Rabbi Yechim Zaka made that takana. The lulav nito kol shiva. The later takana that you should observe Yontav Sheni Shel Golis, that was during the lifetime of Abai V'Rava. Their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael made that takana. So that's what the Ritva quotes an opinion, that they didn't introduce Yantav Sheni Shel Golis with respect to Shalachem, because everybody's shaking the lulav anyway. They only introduced Yantav Sheni Shel Golis not to do malacha, because if you're not going to have Yantav Sheni, it's Chalamoid, or the last day will be Yisruchak, so you'll be doing malacha. Introduce Yantav Sheni Shel Golis with respect to Chveis, respect to dinim that wouldn't be there if not, let's say, the second day Rosh Hashanah. So if you wouldn't hold 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so yesterday would have been some Gedalia. you would do malacha, you would be fasting yesterday. So they introduced Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, even though we know the calendar in advance, you know, 100 years in advance when Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out. That was the takana of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, and so on. To introduce that you observe a Yom Tov when you otherwise would not observe Yom Tov, but you should introduce that it's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Sukkos that Yirid Shalachem. You're shaking a lot of them anyway all 7 days. So why should they superimpose the chumras of the Yom Tov Rishon and then the Tehillos Lulav? But we don't pass like that. We pass like the other opinion. It's Beferish and the Mechaber that there is a Sveik of the Yoma even for Lulav. Even though Ben Kavakai is going to shake the Lulav. Anyway, so here the assumption is that Yirid Shalachem on the first day. So the guy wants back his Lulav. He paid $90 for Lulav in an S, so he's going to give it away to the other guy. It's clear that he wants it back, but it's clear that he wants to give it to him now, because he needs Shalachem on the first 2 days. So it's an Umdar and Muchach what he wants. So Tosa says, whenever there's an Umdar and Muchach, then you don't need Tanai Kofel. And Tosa says, Igdolim is Asamra, a bigger Chiddush, the Kamon Daf Mem Tes, there's a famous Gemara that Dvarm Shabalai Ben Dvarm. What's the context of that Gemara? Who Gaber? Once upon a time there was a man, Zovin Nichse, he lived in Bavel. Who Gaber is Aramaic. He lived in Bavel, obviously, where they speak Aramaic. And Zovin Nichse, he sold his house, Adai to the Mesek, Lara de Israel. He was planning to go on Aliyah. But Velo Pirish, Velo Midi. But he didn't say at the time that he's selling the house that the reason, the motivation to sell the house goes moving towards it. He didn't say. Libisov Lo Salah. The end of the story was that his job in Eretz Yisrael fell through. And he didn't move to Eretz. He saw that he needed the house. So the other guy who bought the house wanted to move in. The guy says, no, it's my house. I'm not moving to Eretz. I need it. So the Gemara says, boy, lemeda. He wanted to back out from the sale on the house. Amar Avuna, sorry. Habidorim Shabalev. And Dorim Shabalev ain't a dvorm. You didn't say pepe. And mashma, in Kain mashma from the Gemara and Dafem test, Dafkem Shem Golapirish. He didn't say boo. He didn't say anything. But if he would have said, I'm selling the house, He didn't say I'm selling. If I move to Eretz Yisrael, it has to have Tanai Kodim Lamais. If I move to Eretz Yisrael, I'm selling you the house. If I don't move to Eretz Yisrael, I'm not selling you the house. That's a Tanai Kodim Lamais and the Hen Kodim Lalaf. He didn't say all that. If he would have just Lapirish Vlamid, he didn't say anything. Mashma Tosa says Mishum de Lapirish Avalim Pirish Havi Tanai. If he would have said I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael anyway, so I'm selling you the house. If he would have said it like that, even though he didn't say Beloshan Shel Tanai, Avgav Dolo Kafla, even though he didn't say Atanai Kofel, he didn't say Allah Tanai. Why? Because it's an Umdar in the Muchach. Everybody understands. If he didn't say Boo, so it's not an Umdar in the Muchach. He didn't say anything to the one who was buying the house. The one who bought the house didn't realize that he's gone to Eretz Yisrael, didn't realize that there was an issue at all. So Tosis says that basically, Tosis is raising an issue. All the Rishonim raised this issue. Why is there an institution of Mishpatei HaTanoim that you have to word the Tanai in a specific way? Because it's learned that from the Parshas Bnei Gorim Neiruvim. So the Rishonim asked, what do you mean? Let's say I marry a girl on the condition that the girl's father gives me in my bank account $100,000 by the end of the Shiva Simei Mishnah. And then he doesn't put the money in the bank account. So they say the Kedushin is not Chal. So why do you... But you have to formulate it properly. You have to say that Tanai has to be a Tanai Kofel, has to be Hen Kodim Lav, Tanai Kodim Mais. Are you only agreeing to marry the girl on the condition that the girl's father gives me the money? So why isn't that a Kiddush Tois? Why do you need the whole din of, why do you need a whole parasha of Tanai? Shouldn't every Tanai work Midin Tois? If it's Midin Tois, let's say Yaakov Avinu was working to marry Rachel for 7 years. Then it turns out that they stuck him with Leah. So that was a kiddush tois. No, that's it's always a tois. So you don't have to have any. You don't have to specify anything. So there's a din of tanai and there's a din of tois. So what do you need the whole din of tanai? Every tanai should be chalmi din tois. What do you ever need mishpatei tanai for? This is a tell. All the rishonim ask this question. And there's a gemara in ksubas on daf yutes on the base where the gemara says Mark as a shaylik. Mark comes to the conclusion tanai mil sachritahi. Tanai is not midin tois. Tanai is not midin tois. Tois means I only have Das Kiddushin for Rachel. I don't have Das Kiddushin for Leah. So if they slip in Leah instead of Rachel, the Kiddushin is not Chal because there was no Das. By Tanai, let's say I say Ariya Mekadesh is on the condition that it rains tomorrow. If it doesn't rain tomorrow or not. So it's not that I didn't have das kiddushin if it doesn't rain. The Gemara's lashon is tanai is a mislachrita. It means that that's another clause. That's another das. There's das kiddushin, whether it rains or it doesn't rain, and then there's another clause that controls the marriage, that if it doesn't rain tomorrow, then the kiddushin is not chal. That tanai is not the same as tois. That's where Rav Baruch Ber has an expression. He writes, Rav Baruch Ber learned by Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, so he writes, Kfi ma shehir gilonu rabbeinu loimar. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik trained us into saying over that Lashon HaGemara, that tanai milsach ritahi. And he says, Rav Chaim told them there's a Tshuvas HaRosh. He didn't tell them where it is. He doesn't know where it is. Tavdei Nezer didn't learn by Rav Chaim. He tells him where the Tshuvas HaRosh is. He knew where it is. It's not a secret. It's not a deep dark secret. They look in the Tshuvas HaRosh and find it. But Rav Baruch Ber somehow couldn't find it. So the Tshuvas HaRosh writes like that. It's the Tosfos also has like that. If not for the Parsha, B'nei Godim Ne'ruven, Adav Samach Aleph, the din of Tanai wouldn't exist. There would be a din of Tois. A din of Tois means that there's a lack of Das. If it turns out to be anybody other than Rachel, so there's a lack of Das, so the Kinyan is not Chal. But it wouldn't be Tanai Mil Sachrita. Tanai Mil Sachrita is a Gzeris HaKosuv, and it only works if you formulate the Tanai properly, or if you say this should be in accordance with the time that I got in Ne'ruven, the way the Torah quoted the name of the Rabbeinu Peretz. So that's the question. When do you need the whole parsha of Tanai? One should say every Tanai should be Chal Midin Tois. That's a big question to all the Rishonim to work on. So Tosfos says everything depends on Umdel Demuchach. If there's an Umdel Demuchach, sometimes there's an Umdel Demuchach, you don't even have to say Bu. You don't have to say anything. So Tosfos gave the case. G'dolim Mizu Omru. The man sold his house in order to move to Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos says, he didn't say anything at all. Why is it G'dolim Mizu? At least over here he said, here's my esrig on matanam al manas lahach. At least it said a lashon tanai. There, I'm selling you a house. I tell you, no, I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael. I'm interested in selling the house. I didn't even say I'm selling the house on the tanai. I didn't even say it once. So that's what Tosfos says, G'dolim Mizu Omru. That's a bigger chiddush. At least over here, I say the lashon is his asrig matana manas lachz. Is a dalaminim matana manas lachz. So at least he said ala tanai. He didn't say kefal over there. Didn't even say ala tanai at all. Then he says achanami yisa beperik misha meis. What happened? Gabishchid mira shama kamaduma ani sheishti muberes. I thought my wife is pregnant. Shchid mira means he's about to die. He's sick. So he says, I thought my wife maybe would be pregnant, and I'll have a yoresh, and the child is going to yarish and all of my nechosim. Now that I found out my wife is not pregnant, so nechosah the pliny. So he wants to give a gift to his next door neighbor. He wants to give. The wife will collect the ksuba. He thinks he's going to die. The wife will collect the ksuba and the tesefes ksuba. She'll be taken care of. And he wants to give all of his assets to pliny, somebody else. What kinyan did he make? So that's Dibre Shchibira Kiksuvim Chimsur and Domi. That's a Takanam Ede Rabbana. Shchibira doesn't have to make any kinyanim because we're afraid if he needs kinyanim, he may get a heart attack from aggravation that the money is not going to the person whom he wants it to go to. He may die earlier out of aggravation. So the Mede Takana don't have any aggravation. Whatever you say goes, the kinyan is going to take effect. Whether it's karka, whether it's metalfalam, Dibre Shchibira Kiksuvim. If it's karka, then karka is nikmas bishtar, so it's considered if shchemirak kiksuvin, as if he wrote a shtar. And if it's a metaltalim, and you have to do mesira, so it's kimesurin domi. Whatever kinyan you're supposed to make, the divish shchemira midirabbanon accomplishes the kinyan as if the kinyan had been made. Fine. So the fellow thought that he has no children. L'sof nizgala, then he dies. L'sof nizgala, shoysum uberes, she was pregnant, and he didn't know. So the Gemara says, the gift that he gave to Pliny is not valid. Because it's obvious from the way he was speaking. Shchemira thought, he made it clear that he's only giving the matona to Pliny because his wife, he thought his wife is not pregnant. If he would have realized the wife is pregnant, he would have left the whole Yerusha to his child. His wife became pregnant from him. Sifnat Gemara. Also, the same as the Gemara and Daf Mem Tes. Come on, that as long as you megala das a little bit, that makes an umdin in the muchach. He never even said a loshen ala tanai at all, but it's self understood. So Tosfos holds whenever there's an umden in the muchach, then it's midin toyes. Whenever there's no umden in the muchach, then whenever there's no umden in the muchach at all, let's say the man says, "Harry, I'm kadosh on the condition that it rains tomorrow." Either he loves the girl, either he likes the girl, he wants to marry her, or he doesn't like the girl. What does it have to do with the rain tomorrow? Or even the father-in-law putting $100,000 in my bank account? Either I like the girl, or I don't like the girl. Why is she so ugly? And I only agree to marry her if the father-in-law gives me this money. It doesn't make any sense. So that's a gzeiras hakasuv, that if you make a tanai, it's valid, even though there's no umden in the mukha, even though it doesn't make any sense. So Tay says, whenever there's umden in the mukha, that it works midin tanai. Whenever, even though it's lahabo, let's say, he sells the house now, and his job falls through later. His job offer in Eretz Yisrael falls apart later. So still, even something in the future reflects on the past that it was a kinyan b'tois. If it's an umdin in the muchach, it works midin tois. If there's no umdin in the muchach, then it has to work midin tonight. And then you have the Xeris HaKasim that you need Mishpatea tonight. Fine. That's what Tosis says. Other Rishonim are bothered with the exact same question. And they give different answers. So there's a... Ravid. Well, we should start with the Rambam. Okay. The Rambam quotes some Rishonim. Gaonim, before his days, he calls him Gaonim, who distinguished between Dini Mamanis and Gitni Kedushin. They said, based on our Gemara, that you see, there was no Tanai Kofl over here, and still it's good, the Tanai is a valid Tanai. So this led a group of Rishonim to believe that by Dini Mamanis, he never need Mishpatei Tanai. Every Tanai works Midin Toy, so there's no need for any Mishpatei Tanai. The only time you need Mishpatei Tanai is by Git Mikidush, by Yisavahata. So the Rambam writes that the Rambam quotes this in two different places and rejects it. So in Hilchas, Zchiya Matana, where is it? Per Gimel somewhere, Zchiya Matana. So the Rambam quotes this and says, Ein Ladov is a Raya. There's no support to that opinion to distinguish between Didi Mamanis, Git Mikidush. And in the other place, in Hilchas Ishas, but the Rambam quotes it and rejects it, he proves that they're wrong. Not only Ein Ladov is a Raya, he gives an argument that it's wrong, because where you're learning out Mishpatei Tanoim for Bnei Godim and Erufim from Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, that Mishnah, Bnei Godim and Erufim was Dini Mamanis. They were dividing Eretz Yisrael, Chalukas Eretz is Dini Mamanis. So you see that in Dini Mamanis, the original source that you need Mishpatei Tanoim is in Dini Mamanis. So the Rambam rejects that opinion. The Ravid, when the Rambam writes in Hilchas Chiyum Matana, Ein Ladov is a Raya, there's no right to support them, so the Ravid always has sharp expressions. So he says, "Afal pishen rai ladav zechel ladav." He's going to explain. He likes that opinion. "Afal pishen rai ladav zechel ladav." He explains it. He says, "What do you mean? It's my money. I have the right to do whatever I want with my money. I have $1 million bill. I can burn it. I can give it to Matana. I can buy a house, I can do whatever I want. I can make any crazy tanai that I make is midin tois. I only grant das on such a condition. If it snows tomorrow, in the middle of the summer, if it snows tomorrow, it doesn't snow now. Any tanai he makes works midin tois. But in Gitni Kedushin, the Torah gives you the right. It's not that it's yours. It's, if the house is mine, the jacket is mine, I have the right to do whatever I want. So I can make any tanai I want. And any tanai in the world works midin tois. So there's no need for Mishpatei Tanoim and Dini Mamanis. Logic. But in Gitni Kedushin, the Torah gives you the right. That's not common sense. Torah gives you the right to marry, to get married. Torah gives you the right to divorce the girl. It's Issa V'Heta. It's not Dini Mamanis. Not that it's yours. So he says, there, you can't say that every Tanai works Midin Tois. So there you have to formulate. Then you say Tanai Nusach Rita. That's the Gemara in Ksuvah's Daf Yud Testament base. Then you say Tanai Nusach Rita. The Tanai is not that there's a lack of choice. It's not Midin Tois. It's a different Din. And then you have to have the Mishpatei Tanoim. That's how the Ravid says. But the Rambam has an argument. The Rambam wrote in Hilchas Ishas that the whole institution of Mishpatei Tanoim is learned out in the Pasuk by Tanai ben Egodim Neiruvin. So that's Dini Mamanis. So don't you see from the Chumash that by Dini Mamanis you do need Mishpatei Tanoim. So the Raibit says, no, it's not Dili Mominus. That's really Yisra the Heta. Why is Tanai B'nai Gov Nerum and Yisra the Heta? So Rav Soloveitchik thought, Poshib Shad. Chalukas Eretz Yisrael is the Gemara of the Kibush. That was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. There was Kedusha Rishayna and there was Kedusha Shnia, the Gemara says. The Kedusha Rishayna, these are Lushainas that the Gemara has, and Yavamas Tav Pei Beis. So what's the Kedusha Rishayna, what's the Kedusha Shnia? So Tais is there, and Yavamas Tav Pei Beis, quotes to Rabbeinu Chanan. Kedusha Rishayna was in the days of Avram Avinu, Eretz Yisrael was in Skadish, when Avram Avinu walked around, Kumis Alch Baratz, Lorach, Alorach, Baki, Luchoy, Tineno, and the Kedusha Shnia was when Yeshua Ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael. So Tosis says, with all due respect, Rabbeinu Chanan is wrong. In the days of Avraham Avinu, there was no Kedusha Vishayna. He acquired ownership of Eretz, but it didn't have Kedusha until the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. The Kedusha Vishayna the Gemara is talking about was Ayidei Kibush Vechiluk. That's the Gemara later on, Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. I'm supposed to be giving a share on that this afternoon. On the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Vav on the base, that Mitzah Tliz Baritz, and the gigantic Tosfos there, the Gemara, Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. So the Gemara says the Kedusha Vishayna was Ayidei Yeshua Ben Nun. Kibish Vechiluk. It took 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael. That's a pasuk in Novi and Yeshua. Then the Gemara says in Erechim, we have an oral tradition that just like it took 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael, it took another 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael among the Shvatim and among the Mishpachas and among the Yechidim. So the Kibush, so the Chalukah was the Gemara HaKibush, and the Kibush was what was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. So Chalukah's Eretz Yisrael is really a matter of Yisra the Heta. It's not just Dini Mominus. In the Chalukah by the Bnei God of Bnei Reuven was a totally different Chalukah. The Rabban HaChomish explains. The original plan was that every Shepherd is going to get a section in Eretz Yisrael, and corresponding to the east of Eretz Yisrael, every Shepherd is going to get grazing land in Eivra HaYarden. Everybody's going to get, Eretz Yisrael is going to be divided horizontally like this. And then the Bnei God of Bnei Reuven said, it does make sense. We have so much more Miknei Rav. So give us, we don't need Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is where you have cities. We're just going to have grazing land. So they changed the whole plan. The Chalukah is Eretz Yisrael. And the Chalukah was the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael. So the whole thing was Yisra B'Hetta. So Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, in Yavam and Satem, if they're going to help out in the war effort, then the whole plan is going to be changed and they're going to get, everyone's going to get a section. Bnei Gorim, the Rufim will get a section in Eivah Yarden, and all the other Shortim will get in Eretz Yisrael. And in Lo Yavru, Menochzer B'Sochechem, then the old system, then the original plan is going to be that everyone's going to get horizontally divided Eretz Yisrael into 12 sections like this. So that's not really Dini Mominus. That's really Yisra the Heta. What is the correct form of doing Chalukah HaAretz to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael? Because the Chalukah was the Gemara of the Kibush, and the Kibush was the Mekadosh. The Ravid, when the Ravid himself, there's a big paragraph in the Ravid there in Perigimel and Hilchos Chiyah Matana. The paragraph begins, the Rambam wrote, Ve'ein Raya of Dovizet. There's no Raya to support that opinion, to distinguish between Dini Mominus and Yisra the Heta. The Raya is the Rishonim say over here. Rava says, Matana Menas Lachsa is good by the Lulav and the Esrig. So you see that he didn't say a Loshen, he didn't say a Kefal. He didn't say a Kefal Loshen. So you see that you don't need Tanai Kofo? The answer is because it's Dini Mominus, and the Gemara in Gittin says you do need Tanai Kofo. That's by Get, that's by Yisra the Heta. That's the Raya that they quote. So the Rambam in the other place has the Taina know that the Sibin Egorim Neirufim was Dini Mominus. See, but Dini Mominus, you do need Mishpatel Tanai. So the Rabbi writes over there, Afal Bishan Raya, the Dov is Echad the Dov. So the Rabbi himself on the last line, when he comes to answer the Rambam's Taina, but the whole source of Mishpatel Tanai is the Dini Mominus. So the Rabbi says, no, Eretz Yisrael is not Merzakas B'yedehem. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik understood what he meant. If I have karka and I want to sell it to you all the time, I can make any crazy tonight's mine. I have the right to make any conditions, and it works midin tos. You don't have to come on to Xeris HaKosov of a tonight mil sachrita. It's a chidush HaTorah that you can add another clause that will regulate the application of the king. Whatever crazy tonight he makes up is midin tos. It works midin tos. That's what the Rabbi says. Eretz Yisrael was not Merzakas B'yad B'nei Yisrael. It was the Gemara of the Kibush HaAretz. That's exactly what the Rabbi says. That Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was Yisra the Heta. Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was Yisra the Heta. That's Shitas HaRavid. Yeah. What is the Shitas HaRambam? The Rambam quotes the Rif. Yeah. Not exactly the Shitasai. Okay, could be part of it. Part of it. Okay. There the Rabbi distinguishes that they only needed Urim Vitumim. Urim Vitumim is Alpi Ruach HaKodesh. The Urim Vitumim is only needed for the Chalukah of the Shvatim, for the Chalukah of the Yechidim. There was not any need for Urim Vitumim. So that was plain Didi Mamanis. But the Chalukah of the Shvatim, that was Issa V'Hatam. Okay. So that needed Urim Vitumim. Yeah. So it's a little bit Lishitasa. But it's not completely. Okay,
but
good.
The Shvatim part doesn't matter.
Right. Nachon. Nachon. The Rambam deals with the issue, why do you need Mishpatei HaTanoim? Let every Tanai work Midin Torah. So the Rambam follows the Rif, that's usually, Rambam usually follows the Rif. Very rare that the Rambam is going to disagree with the Rif. The Rambam follows the Rif, and the Rif follows the Goyim. They have the Shita, that there are two types of Tanai. Mishnayis and Gittin like that. And Mishnayis and Kiddush later also. There's a Tanai Vim, and a Tanai Me'achshav. So let's say a man says, Hare Mekudesh Esli Me'achshav, if it snows tomorrow, if it rains tomorrow. So if it rains tomorrow, it's a Gloy Milsal Ma'afiyah, she was Mekudesh Esli Me'achshav. But if he says, Hare Mekudesh Esli Im, if it snows tomorrow, so then it means if and when. If it snows, then the Kedushin will be Chal, then the Get will be Chal. Yeah. What's the difference? Halacha Ma'isa, big difference. Let's say he gives a Get, Hare Mekudesh Esli Me'meni, Me'achshav, if it snows tomorrow. By the time it snows tomorrow, the get was already destroyed. So if he said, Re'amagadesh, Me'achshav, if it snows tomorrow. So it's a glory, Muslim, after the get was chal yesterday when he gave it to her, Me'achshav. So even though the get doesn't exist anymore tomorrow, there's no problem of kol sekin yonah because the get was chal yesterday. But if he says, Re'amagadesh, if it snows tomorrow, it means if and when. So then, when it snows, the get has already been ripped up into tiny little pieces. So that's called sekinyon. Then it's no good. That's the example the Mishnah has in Gittin. The difference. So the Rambam quotes the other example. If he says, "Hare mekudeshesli me'achshav, if it rains tomorrow," and then someone else gives her a ring later today, he says, "Hare mekudeshesli." So if it rains tomorrow, it's a glory. Muslim, my friend, kedushin maschal me'achshav from the time the first fellow. The first boy gave her the ring, so she's married to the first one, not to the second one. But if he says, Hare Mekudesh Esli, if it rains tomorrow, means if and when. So the Kedushin of the first one who proposed was only Chal when it rains tomorrow. And the second guy gave Kedushin before then. So she'll be Mekudesh to the second one, not to the first one. Fine. So the Mishnah is like that, the difference between two types of Tanai Avim. The time Yachshav. So the Rambam quotes the Rif, who quotes the Goyim, who are of the opinion, they interpreted the Gemara like that. The Gemara doesn't say this at all. One could, Rashi and Tosfos, all the other Rishonim, do not read the Gemara like this at all. The Ramban says, the Ramban usually comes to defend the Rif from all of the tightness of the Balamor. Here the Ramban gives up, he throws his hands up, says, I don't know what in the world the Rif is talking about. Figure it out on your own. He usually doesn't do that. Usually always defends the Rif. So the Rif, the Rambam and the Rif and the Gam, they all say you only need Mishpatei HaTanoim if you say a Tanai of Im. If you say a Tanai of Me'achshav, then you don't need Mishpatei HaTanoim. Why not? Doesn't make any sense. Why not? That's the Shaim. You mean the story of Bnei Godim Ne'ruven was Me'achshav? Was Im? Im Yavron Esatan. It was Im. If it would have been Me'achshav, then they wouldn't have needed Mishpatei HaTanoim. What's Akzeres HaKosu? Akzeres HaChok? Belitam? Im Yavru Nesatim, because it was Im, it wasn't Me'achshav, so you only learn out that you need Mishpatei HaTanoim if it's in. If it's going to be Me'achshav, then you don't need Mishpatei HaTanoim. So that's what Ramban says. I don't understand what he's talking about. He doesn't understand why it should be so. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, this is the B'Shem Rav Chaim. This is B'Shem Rav Chaim. That the Rambam and the Rif and the Goyim are of the opinion. This comes to answer this kasha. When does Tanai have to work midin Tanai mil sachrita? And when is it a din midin toes? So what does toes mean? Toes means like this. I married a girl thinking that she's Rachel and it turns out that it's Leah. Or I bought 5 pounds of potatoes, turns out that they delivered. five pounds of onions. That's the wrong thing. I wanted a potato kugel. I want an onion kugel. So that's on mekach tois. If it's mamish, the wrong thing, that's medin mekach tois. So the Rambam and the Rif and the Goyim are distinguishing it. Tanayav, Meyachshav works medin tois. Tanayavim works medin tanay. How do you explain that? So Rav Soloveitchik said, B'shem Rav Chaim, the following hesber, that I marry a girl, I thought she was Rachel, turns out that it's Leah. So tois is mebatel the kiddushin. I bought 5 pounds of potatoes and they delivered 5 pounds of onions. I bought a dozen eggs and it comes out there are only 11 eggs there. So the Gemara says, whenever there's a mistake on Dov Shevimita, V'shevimishkol, V'sheviminyan, I asked for 5 pounds of potatoes, only 4.5 pounds. So that's not midin. You don't have to figure out whether it's yes a mishtus or pachas mishtus. 5 pounds has to be 5 pounds. And even if it's the amount that it's off is slight, that's midin tois. That's not midin, it's not midin oinor. So it's not chal. So tois is always mevatl a kinyan. Tois mevatl kiddushin. A man gave a get, but tois, a tois mevatl a get. So whenever you have, every time you make a tanai, so there's a kiyuma tanai and there's a bitla tanai. I say, if it rains tomorrow, the kedushin should be chal. If it doesn't rain, the kedushin should not be chal. So raining is the kiyuma tanai, not raining is the bitla tanai. So what do you say when you have a tanai? You need the kiyuma tanai to be mekayim the maisa. You say the bitla tanai is mabatla maisa. Which is it? So Rav Chaim said, it depends what the nature of the tanai is. If it's a tanai of me'achshav, means you already made the kedusha now. Except if it doesn't rain tomorrow, the bitla tanai is mevatel ha'maisa. But you don't need kiyuma tanai to be mekayem ha'maisa. But if you say the tanai is im, areya mekodesh es li, if it rains tomorrow, so then it's not that the bitla tanai is mevatel ha'maisa. Okay, nothing was chal yet. The kiyuma tanai is mekayem ha'maisa. So which tanai will be work medin tois? If it's a tanai me'achshav, that the bitla tanai is mevatel ha'maisa, that works medin tois. So tois doesn't need mishpatei tanai. But if you say a tanai of im, you say, if it rains tomorrow, hariyam mekudashes even when it rains. So the raining causes, the kiyuma tanai causes the kedushin to be chal. So that's a chiddush that you need a parshas b'nei Gorim b'nei Reuven to teach you that such a thing exists. I would never think that raining can cause kedushin to be chal. Or the father-in-law putting $100,000 in my bank account causes kedushin to be chal. How can that be? Kedushin is chal idei kesem shtar abir. Not by raining, not by putting money in the bank account. So that's a chiddush of parshas tanai. Im yavar nesatem. Im yavar nesatem. So whenever you need, whenever it's a tanai of im, and the kima tanai is mekayim nemais, it makes it chal, so that works midin tanai, that's a parsha mechudesha, so then you need mishpatei tanai. That such a thing should exist. But whenever it's a tanai of me'achshav, so the whole thing was chal already. It's just that I threw in a tanai that bitla tanai should be mevatla maisa. That's what tois is all about. That if there's a tois, it's mevatla maisa. So that works midin tois, and there's no need for mishpatei tanai. I'll soon explain. Rav Moshe Feinstein has the last shuv in Chelek Aben Ezra. Chelek Aleph Aben Ezra. He writes not so. He writes, no, the Shita Sarama Marif and the Goyim, the difference between me'achshav and him, it's like Zeres HaKosov. That you're learning out the institution of Tanai Mishpatei Tanai from Tanai B'nei Gorim B'nei Reuven, and there it says Miyabu Nesatim Im. So the Zeres HaKosov, you only need Mishpatei Tanai if you say Im. If you said Me'achshav, the Chumash is not talking about that. So then you don't need Mishpatei Tanai. But it's not that it works Medin Tois. That's what Rav Moshe says. They're both Medin Tanai, but over here there's a Zeres HaKosov. You need Mishpatei Tanai. The other one there's no Zeres HaKosov. The one who asked them, it's not a tshuva halacha lamaisa. The one who asked them, the shaila was his, he had a son-in-law. Moshe had two sons-in-law with the name Moshe. He had Moshe Tendler, Shlita, and Moshe Shizgal. So Moshe Shizgal died very young. So Moshe Shizgal was a bacher in the yeshiva. So I think he learned the Torah Das. Maybe he learned Torah Moshe, I don't know. So he asked a strong kasha. We'll get to the kasha later. He asked a strong kasha. The kasha was on the assumption, like Rav Chaim, and the kasha the Rishonim asked. The Rishonim asked the kasha. It's a very good kasha. So Rav Moshe said, "Yeah, the kasha is nishkan kasha because that's not pshat in the Goyim." But the kasha is alam d'shikasha. I'll get to it later. Okay. So that's the Rambam, the Rif, and the Gaonim that we distinguish between Tanaya Vim and Tanaya Me'achshav. Every Tanaya Me'achshav works midin tois. That's where Apraim understood the Rambam, and that's why you don't need the Mishpatei Tanaya. But Tanaya Vim is Kula Chidush. The Kiyum HaTanaya is Bekayim Ma'isa. The raining causes the Kedushin to be Chal. The raining causes the Kinyat to take effect. That's Kula Chidush. So for that, you have to formulate it according to the Tanaya Ben Agodim Neruv. And then there's the Ramban, where the Rif develops this idea, the Rif on Gittin Daf Ayin Vav. So wherever the Rif is there, in the pages in the Rif, in the Masichtas and Gittin Daf Ayin Vav, the Gemara talks about all these different kinds of Tanaya, Me'achshav and Im. So the Rif there quotes this pshat from the Goyim, that whenever you have a Tanaya of Me'achshav, you don't need Mishpeh HaTanaya. And the Ramban makes fun of it. He says, I don't know what in the world he's talking about. I don't understand why it should make a difference. And then the Ramban tells you his opinion. He comes to explain when does it work midin tois and when do you need mishpatei tanaim. So the Ramban says it depends whether the tanai is l'sho'ov or l'habo. He says, let's say, he says, harei mekudeshes li amenas, on the condition that you're younger than 25 years old. He can't tell how old she is. He thinks that she's fooling him. So that's a mistake in the present or in the past. So that's midin tois. That works midin tois. But if he says, Harab Mukadashisli, on the condition that it rains tomorrow, something in the future should affect the past retroactively, or even not retroactively, that whether it's going to rain tomorrow is going to determine whether the Kedushin is chal or not. How can he say that? That's midin tois. Tois has to be tois in the present or in the past. He says, Harei Mekudeshesli, if you're younger than 25. If you're older than 25, I don't want to marry you. So then he doesn't have to say, Tanai Kofel v'lehen kodem l'avin and Tanai kodem l'maisa. That works midin tois, because that's a mistake in the pit. That's the Ramban. You only have to introduce the topic of Tanai if the Tanai is something l'habo. The Ramban is so mistaber, it's so mukhrach. The Pell is that there's a thesis later that says, not like the Ramban. Tosis there. Tosis is talking about here the top Tosis on Daf Samach Beis Amid Aleph. Top Tosis is talking about Shvuas Hasoito. That they take the husband brings his wife to the Beis Hamikdash. He's choshed that his wife had an affair with someone else, and she's Asur Abayla. So the Kohen has a drink, the Maim Amorim, and he says it tonight. He gives her a curse. He says, Im lo shachad yisha yistachrat, im lo yisat yistachat tumat tachas yishach, hino ki. If you're innocent, you didn't sin, so you should be healthy. And if you were guilty of this avera, if you violated lo sinav, then you should die misa mishunav. So that's a tanai l'sho'avar. If she was mezana, she was not mezana. So that should be midin tois. That shouldn't be midin tanai. So Tosis there talks about all the mishpatei tanoim, hen tanai kofel, hen kanalav, tanai kodem lemaisa. Why the pasuk? The Gemara does introduce tanai kofel there. The Gemara does introduce tanai kofel. So the Shad is according to the Ramban. Whenever there's a tanai l'sho'avar, it works midin tois. It doesn't work midin tanai. So what does the Gemara introduce? The whole topic of at im lo shach v'shoyes at lo satis. What did the Gemara introduce the whole topic for? So the answer is a different thing. The Gemara assumes there that Tanai Kofel is a principle, not only a principle of Mishpatei HaTanoim, it's a principle of Mishpatei HaLoshen. We have a klal, the Gemara says, Mechlal av atoshamehen, Mechlal hen atoshameh alav. You have a lot of psukim and chumash like that. The pasuk says it one way and self-understood. The other way, if you do the averis, you'll be punished. Do the mitzvah, you're going to get reward. So we always say, Mechlal hen atoshameh alav, Mechlal av atoshameh hen. The question is, Mechlal av atoshameh hen, is that only atoshameh? It's a mashmois, it's a diuk, it's an implication, or is it considered dibur mefurish? So that's a machlokes hatanoi. Is it only an implication? Let's say a person curses another Jew. So you curse another person, that's a lav. What's a kal cheresh? And not even a lot of curse a deaf person that can't hear. What's kal cheresh means even a cheresh, and not a lot of curse. A kal adam Yisrael is loike. You get malchus. So what if he curses the other person with a mashmas. The Ribbono Shel'Olam should not be kind to you. He should not bless you. It means he should be mean to you. You should be cursed. But he never said you should be cursed. He said by implication, Ribbono Shel'Olam, lo yivarechecha Hashem. Lo yivarecha Hashem means Ribbono Shel'Olam should punish him. So that's a machlokes hatanaim in a Mishnah Shavuos, when you have the whole din of the Makal Chaver V'Shem. There's a machlokes hatanaim, where they say, Mechlal Abba, Toshamea Hen, Yechayv Malkus, for Makal Chaver V'Shem. What's the machlokes? So Reb Chaim understood that for Makal Chaver V'Shem to be loike, you have to have Dibur Mefurish. So the machlokes hatanaim is, where the Mechlal Abba, Toshamea Hen, it's only a mashmoes. So it's only in by implication. Let's say I wink. I wink. I want the guy to be punished min hashamayim. And I wink, let's say someone dropped dead, and I go like this. And I mean, he should drop dead also. I never said a word, though. So I never said anything. So I wasn't mekal chaver. So there's a clear mashmas, but I never said it. So here's a machlokes hatanaim, a man hachachamim. What about, he did say, he said half of it. He didn't say the other half. Is that only mechalala matoshameh? It's a mashmoes, and a mashmoes is not enough to get malchus because you have to be mechalal the diba mefurish. Or do you say no? Mechalala matoshameh hen means it's considered diba mefurish. So this is an afkemina for mechal chaver b'shem, and it's also an afkemina for tanai. That's the machlokes hatanaim, whether you need tanai kofel by tanai or not. Why by tanai? Also you need diba mefurish. So there's a machlokes hatanaim. If your mechlala v'atoshameh hen is diba mefurish, it's considered as if he said both. But if you say mechlala v'atoshameh, it's only a mashmois, it's not a diba mefurish, then it's not valid for the tanaim. That's why there's a machlokes hatanaim, where they need tanai kofel by tanai. If you hold mechlala v'atoshameh hen is considered like diba mefurish, there's no need for tanai kofel. That's the machlokes hatanaim. So these are So that's why the Gemara says when the kohen is cursing the woman, when the kohen, the Torah says that she should drink the maim arm, the kohen should curse her. So he says the curse al hatanaim. So the pasuk says he says both. He says the hen and the lav. So Gemara discusses: is it really necessary to say the hen and the lav? If you say mechalal about toshameh hen, so you have he already said the klolah. If he says one half, it's considered that he said the whole klolah. And according to the other Tana, no, if he only says hinaki, lo shachav ishoy safi, at lo satis tu, hinaki, you should be innocent, nothing should happen to you, so you can infer mechalal about toshameh hen, that's not called, you say that's not called the diba mefurish, so then it shouldn't be considered a klolah. And then it shouldn't be good for a tanai either. So that's what the Gemara introduces it. It's not that you need a tanai over there. That's a tanai l'sha'avar. That should work min din tois. But the Gemara introduces the topic of the machlokes hatanaim, mechlala v'atoshameh hen or not, because just like you need diba mefurish by tanai, so too you need diba mefurish by klola also. To be loike because of klola, and the kohen should give her a klola. The halacha says, divi ha'olot, so he has to give a klola. So these are the famous four shittas of Rishonim. The Rishonim are working on this. It's a major problem. Why in the world do you need mishpatei hatanaim? Every tanai should work midin tois. So the Tosfos says midin tois is only if you have an umdin in the muchach. So sometimes if you say once, here's a dalad minim matana manos lahachse. If you say it once, it's an umdin in the muchach, and it works midin tois. It works midin tois, and sometimes you don't even have to say it once. G'dolim izu amru, l'kamon daf mem tes. The same thing, hachanami yisa the bishemes. That's also g'dolim izu. He never even said that tonight once. If he just makes a mashmoes, he was only giving him a matana because he thought that his wife is not pregnant with his own child. If he would have realized his wife is pregnant with the child, then it's a matana b'tois. Then it's clearly a matana b'tois. So Tosfos Shita is whenever there's umdin and mochach works medin tois. Whenever there's no umdin and mochach, so sometimes you need a little dibur to construct an umdin and mochach. Whenever there's no umdin and mochach at all, it doesn't make sense at all. The kedushin should depend on the reigning tamar. Kedushin depend on the father-in-law giving him $100,000. If he wants to marry the girl, doesn't want to marry the girl. Why should it depend? So whenever it does make any sense at all, then it's a gzeres hakasuv that it works midin tonight. That's Tosef Shita. The other Rishonim have the other Shitas. I said the Rishonim ask Akasha, the Rav Moshe Shizkal. He was known as a big tzaddik. He was a very he's an extremely humble person. Rav Moshe Feinstein's son-in-law, Rav Moshe Shizkal. He died very young. He always used to be mechabed younger talmidim. He was a Rebbe. He was a Rebbe in Tiferes Yerushalayim, I think. But he's always mechabed or other talmid chachamim. So as a bacher, he asked the following kasha. There is a gemara in Yevamos and Exubis also that if you do chalitza ala tanai, there's no such thing as chalitza ala tanai. Let's say the brother of the nifter, a man dies leaving no children, no descendants, so his wife needs chalitza. So the brother wants to hold her up for money, so he'll be nice about it. He won't say, either give me $500,000, I'm not going to do the chalitza. He's very nice, he does the chalitza. He says, this chalitza is ala tanai. If you give me $500,000, the chalitza should be valid. If you don't give me the $500,000 within 3 months, the chalitza should not be valid. Right? So the Gemara says, there is no such thing. The tanai, you can't make a tanai a chalitza. Why not? Because you can't make a shliach to do chalitza for you. Whenever you can send a shliach to do it on your behalf, so then you have the ability to make a tanai. Whenever you can send a shliach, you don't have the ability to make a tanai. So the Gemara assumes that davar pashut, that you cannot do chalitza al yidei shliach, therefore the yovim cannot make a tanai. That's how the Gemara says. So Rabbi Shizgal, as a bacher, asked the following kasha. What kind of a tanai are we talking about? The Yavam is going to do chalitza a tanai of him or a tanai of Me'achshav. So he said, if it's a tanai of him, what you're going to say, I'm doing the chalitza today on the condition that you give me $500,000 within the next 3 months. If you give me the money then the chalitza should take effect. If you don't give me the money, the chalitza should not take effect. So that should be called sekinyana. Because the chalitza he did today, so chalitza can take effect later. Let's say you do kiddush biya ala tanai of im. You can do kiddush biya ala tanai of im. It'll be called sekinyana. Shtar you can do. Let's say I give her a shtar, and I say, if it rains tomorrow, the get should be chal kiddush shtar should be chal, and she's still holding on to the get. So then the Mishnah says that it's good. But if the get will be destroyed before it rains tomorrow, and it's a tanai of him, then it's no good. That's what we call kolsa kinyana. By kedusha kesef, so the Gemara says later, Rav and Shmuel both said, by kedusha kesef, if I give the girl a lollipop, and I say, we have mekadesh asli, if it rains tomorrow, the lollipop sells for a nickel. So, and she ate it up. She ate it up. By the time it comes tomorrow, she ate up the whole lollipop already. There's no more lollipop. So the Gemara says, no. Rav and Shmuel both said, afal pisha nesach lamar. So even though the food was eaten up, even though the money was spent already, and the kala doesn't have it when it rains tomorrow, that's good. You never say kol sekinyana by kesef. Why not? So the Ran on the Rif explains why. Because whenever you do kiddushi kesef, it's self understood that if for some reason or another the kiddushin is not chal, you have to give the money back. You have to reimburse the chazi and give the money back. So it's considered as if the money is still hanging here in the air, as if the money didn't disappear. Even though she ate up, I gave her a lollipop. I gave her a chocolate, a box of chocolates, she ate up the whole box of chocolates, nothing left by tomorrow. But if it turns out that the condition is not chal, she has to reimburse me the money. So that's not considered kol sekinyan. But if you give kedusha biya is either mukadesh is now, either it's me'achshav, it can't be im. It can't have im. The Rambam has a famous, the Rambam talks about kinya chalipin. You can make a tanai of im and kinya chalipin. How can you make a tanai vim and chalipin? Whenever you make a king, how is it possible to make chalipin a im? So the Ran in the Dorm quotes the Rambam. Ran in the Dorm on the Sugya of Asmachta quotes the Rambam. He says, the Rambam is a Pella. It should be called Sekinyonai. Chalipin, you should only be able to make a tanai me'achshav. How can you make a tanai vim? They're not holding on to the handkerchief when it comes tomorrow. So it's a Pella. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Shver Rambam. He points out, he quotes the Ran, he has the Kashan Ram. Ram apparently has a different shita than the Sivas points out. Ram has a totally shita different shita on kol sekinyanim. But the way most of the Rishonim learn, not like the Rambam, kol sekinyanim means at the time the kinyan is taking place, you need that it should still be kayam. So the shtar, the isha, has to still be holding on to the get, or the kala has to be holding on to the shtar kiddushin when you want that it should be chav. That's the Mishnah, is a get and kiddushin like that. If the shtar was nisra before it's going to be chal, then kol sekinyan, it's no good. Same thing you do mishicha. You're going to do. I sell a por mishoch behemazu le'tik na'ad la'chalamet yom. I say make a mishicha on the behema, but I need it for the next 30 days. I want you to become the behema in another 30 days. After I no longer need the behema, after 30 days I don't need it. The Gemara says kol sekinyan. That's the loshon of Gemara. So the Gemara says it's no good because he's not making the Mashiach then. Unless you did the Mashiach and it's in Yochotzer or it's Besimto. So Mashiach is kind of Besimto, but it's considered as if the effects of the Mashiach are still present. So that's not called Kosa Kinyana. But Kosa Kinyana, Alpi Pashtus, is a cloud by all Kinyana. So Rav Shizgal asked the following kasha. He asked the kasha, when you do chalitza ala tanai, what kind of a tanai are you considering the possibility of making a tanai? It has to be a tanai me'achshav. It's going to be a tanai of him. He's going to say, I'm doing the chalitza today, now. The Yovam agrees to participate in the chalitza on the condition that she gives him $500,000 within the next 3 months. I mean, when she's going to give him the money, she's not doing the chalitza. The chalitza was done 2 months ago. So it'll be called sekinah. So the only tanai... Only tanai is what to discuss is if it's a tanai of me'achshav. Okay, that's premise number one. And a tanai me'achshav, according to the Rambam and the Rif and the Gaonim Shita, you don't need mishpatei tanai. And Rab Chaim said the hesber is because it works midin tois, it doesn't work midin tanai. And when the Gemara says milsa de leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai, so by chalitza you cannot make a tanai. So what if the chalitza was made betoyes? What if the chalitza was made betoyes? Let's say they convinced the Yovam he should do chalitza now, that the girl should be free to marry whomever she wants. And they say, and you'll date the girl also afterwards. She feels under pressure. You want to do yibum. She's not so convinced that you're the best guy for her. Her husband just died, and she doesn't want to do yibum now. So give her a little time to breathe. Do chalitza now. And let her date other people, and she'll decide whether she likes you or not. And if you want to later, if you both agree, then you'll be able to marry her later. The din is not true. Once you do chalitza, you're not allowed to do yivn. Kivun shalav bana shuv la yivna. The Gemara has a din. Mishnayos have that din. So what if the chalitza was done b'toyes? The Yovam did chalitza b'toyes. He didn't realize that by doing chalitza, she becomes asura alav. So that's a machloikis in Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, even though you cannot make a tanai b'chalitza, you cannot make a tanai, but if the chalitza was done betoyes, then it's not valid. Chalitza betoyes is not valid. Magen Mishnah quotes a machlokes Rishonim on that. So Rav Shizgal asked, if you put all the three together, don't you have a kasha? If you hold chalitza betoyes is not chal, and the only tanai you can talk about by chalitza is a tanai of me'achshav. Tanai of him would be a problem of kol sekinyanai. So you're talking about a tanai of me'achshav. Tanai me'achshav doesn't need mishpitatan because it works midin toys. So if it works midin toys, so toys is mevatel. According to the Rishonim, toys is mevatel chalitz. That was the kasha. So the Miri has that kasha. Miri has that kasha. And Gitna, that fine bob, Miri has that. Makshim ha'olam, this kasha. It's a very sharp kasha. The kasha is that you're making a whole bunch of assumptions. Maybe there's no such Rishon who holds all of these assumptions. You're making an assumption that toys is mevatel chalitz. That's 2 days in the Magen Mishnah. Machlek Zer Rashbon and the Rambam. Machlek Zer Rishonim. And not all the Rishonim agree to what the Rambam quoted from the Rif and quoted from the Gaonim, that if you have a Tanai Me'achshav, you don't need Mishpatei HaTanaim because it works Medin Toyes. The Ramban didn't understand what that's all about. Ramban makes fun of it. He said, I don't know how to defend the Rif. I don't know what he's talking about. The Ramban doesn't agree. So maybe the simple answer is that you don't have any Rishon. A whole smaller three... And then the Ram has a different sheet on Kol Sekinyana. Ram has a totally different sheet on Kol Sekinyana. So the Kasha is a starke Kasha. It's a yeshivish Kasha. If you learn like a Chaim Pshat in the Rif, and the Rambam and the Gainim that Tanayav Me'achsha does name Mishpatan because it works Medin Toys, and you hold that Toys is Mevatel Chalitza, and you hold from the regular Pshat and Kol Sekinyanim. But maybe there's no subjection that holds all three together. So the Miri Rebbe gives a funny answer. I don't know what he answers, but he quotes Rabbi Shizkal's Kasha. He quotes the Kasha. It's a good Kasha. Rabbi Moshe assumed, not like Rabbi Chaim, Moshe assumed that the Shita Sarif, HaRambam, HaGoinim, that Tanayo Me'achshav does need Mishpat at time. It's all Xeris HaKosav, because the Parsha is B'nai Godim Nei Reuven, and says, Imi Avron and Satan. That Tanayo was in. It's not because if it would have been a Tanayo Me'achshav, it would have been Medin Toys. No, just the Xeris HaKosav, that you need Mishpat at time, was only formulated by Yim, and it doesn't make it into a Toys. He didn't learn like Rab Chaim, but that's Rab Chaim understood otherwise. Rab Chaim understood that all of the four Shitas in the Rishonim are coming to answer this major question. Why do you need a Parsha of Tanai? Every Tanai should work, Midin Toys. So Tosis gave their answer, Toys has to be with an Umdin and the Muchach. If there's no Umdin and the Muchach, then you need Midin Toys. And the Ramban says Toys has to be Lushover. He can't say what will happen in the future will have an impact on what I did in the past to declare it into a Kenyan B'Toys, a Kiddushin B'Toys. The future doesn't affect the past to determine that it was a Toys. It has to be Behova. So it has to be something either the Shavar or Behova. Mistake now. These are the four Shitas, and the Rebbe holds anything in Mammonis is Midin Toys. A guy owns the Mammon, he has the right to make with any whatever crazy Tanai he wants, and every Tanai works Midin Toys. Only in Isaveta, you have to come on to the Chiddush, the parsha of tonight. These are the four shittas in the Rishon.
Back to the Tosfos that said that you need the Umdin on the Muchach. Rebbe said that the father-in-law giving money in his bank account wouldn't be the Umdin on the Muchach. Why not?
Either you like the girl, you don't like the girl.
So then what would be? You would say that with everything.
No, he was dating Rachel for 7 years. All of a sudden they slip on Leah. That's an Umdin on the Muchach. One was good looking and one was apparently less good looking. So he only wanted to marry Rachel.
So it has to be specifically with the person, not any outsiders things.
Ubner in the Muchach. Like Taisa says, the guy's about to die and he thought he has no children, so he may as well give his wife his taking care of. She's going to get this ksuba money. She's going to get another shidduch afterwards. And if he would have descendants, if he would have children, he'd want to leave the money for the children. So that's an Ubner in the Muchach over there. That's an Umdin in the Muchach. Only in the case of Umdin in the Muchach, then it works Midin Toys. Otherwise, it can't be Midin Toys. It has to be Midin Tanai. Midin Tanai, so you have to word it properly with the Mishpatei Tanai. Yeah, what's the second half of the Tosfos? Tosfos says a Chiddush over here that by Esrig Matanam and Asla Hachzir, the other fellow needs it. The first 2 days of Sukkot in each Olachem. And I want it back. I spent a lot of money. So it's an Umdin al-Mukhach. I want it back. I spent all the money. Umdin al-Mukhach, that it has to be Shalom. So it's an Umdin al-Mukhach that is giving a matan manas l'achse. Everybody understands. So Tosfos says l'chore that over here it's an Umdin al-Mukhach. That's why you don't need all of the Mishpatei HaTanoim. It will work Medin Tois. But then when you continue the second half of the Tosfos, it's problematic. What does Tosfos say? V'yim Toimar, the second wide line in the Tosfos. V'yim Toimar, v'lo hechzir amai lo yotza. Why do you say hechzir yotza lo hechzir lo yotza? Why? Because the Tanai regulates the Matana. Matana is almanas lahachzir. So hechzir yotza lo hechzir lo yotza. In fact, Tosfos, have a Tanai maise b'dover echot, a Tanai bottle kin di amina hosam. What is the Gemara saying? Git 9, hey? Michti, after all, kol Tanai mehechig ay alfinan. Where do you know there's an institution of Tanai, from Tanai B'nai God to B'nai Ruvain? V'hosam there, the Torah says, it was Tanai B'dovrech, and Maisa B'dovrech here. They had to go help in the war effort, and because they help in the war effort, that's the Tanai, so there's Zechet to get Eber HaYardin. But if you have Tanai, Maisa B'osa Dover, then it's no good. So Tosfos asks, here, I'm giving a Matana, a Dalad Minim, and the Tanai is that you have to give back the Dalad Minim after Yoytze. So isn't the Tanai Maisa B'Osa Dover? So the Gemara says that that's not a good Tanai. Whenever you violate one of the Klolim of Tanai, whenever you violate one of the Mishpatei HaTanoim, the Gemara says that Tanai is Botla Maisa Kayim. the matana is chal, and you don't have to live up to the tonight. So that's their kasha. Why does the Gemara say lo hechziro lo yotzo? I should say, since it's tonight ma'isa b'dover echad, tonight batla ma'isa kayim, and I should say the matana is good, even if he doesn't give it back. So Tosis gives two answers. So the first answer, Yeshlaimar, Hasam al-Havi maskana hachi. Bikishun yachmin. The Gemara backs out from that, and we don't pass like that. We don't accept that klal, that you have to have tanai ma'isa b'shnei dvar. Nothing wrong with tanai ma'isa b'davrech. Fine. Inami Yeshlaimar, to give another answer. No, that's not the interpretation in the Gemara. What the Gemara meant to say, Hodolo mahani tanai ma'isa b'davrech, it doesn't mean if I give you an esrig, the matan is on the esrig, that there's something wrong with that. No, that's nothing wrong. Hainu, when do you call it? When is it a chisorat tanai ma'isa b'davrech? Hainu, kishitayim sois mezeh zeh. When they contradict each other, ki hahi, the almanosh tachziri li is hanayor, perak mishach. So what happened? The man writes a get on a piece of paper and he gives it to the wife. Says, Rav Mugureshis mimeni, on the condition that you give it back to me, and the get should only be chal if and when you give it back to me. So how can they get bichal when she gives it back? It's called sekinyana. That's no good. Even if I give her the get, they say the get should be chal tomorrow, if it rains tomorrow, and the get got burnt before it rains tomorrow. It's no good. The Mishnah says it's no good. Called sekinyana. So here I say, Rem Megoresh is many, on the condition that you give the get back to me, only then, when that will happen, then you'll be Megoresh. So that's Tanai Sosa, the Tanai Sosa the Maisa. So that's what it means. The only time there's a chisar tanai ma'isa b'davrecha doesn't mean a chok that the maton is on the esrig and the tanai is on giving back the esrig. That's, if you would say, here's a maton, an esrig, on the condition that you throw the esrig up like a basketball, you can make a tanai in the same thing that the ma'isa is on. The only time it's no good is k'shesosim zezek k'ida amanosh and tachzir ili saliyah pek mishosa dehosim salka daitach. The Havamina of the Gemara was, the Gemara had a whole discussion there. When a person says, Almanas, Ariyah Mukadeshus Li, Almanas, that your father puts $500,000 on my bank account. Almanas is the same as im, if and when they'll be kima tonight, then the condition should be chal. Or Almanas is kalayim almanas, kalayim me'achshav dami. So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, kalayim almanas, kalayim me'achshav dami. But the Salkadaitach of the Gemara at one point there in Gitnayin, hey, I involved. That's where all the Gemaras of Tanaya, Salkadaitach, the Havamina of the Hosam, Salkadaitach, the Havamina, which is rejected, was the Koloi Mamanas, Lavkama Machshu Dami. Vinim Tsusheni Megureshes, Achemachzeres Hananayar, Vos Enushallah. So that's called Sekinyana. The get can only be Chal if she still has the get in her Rishus. If I say, I raise the Gitach Lachalam and Yom, and the get was burnt before it comes Yom Vamet, so it's no good. Here also I say, Harei Megureshes Mimeni, on the condition, if and when you give me back the get. You give me back the get, so it's called Sekinyana. That's why it's no good. Once you get, but over here, Taisa says, there's no contradiction. Over here, there's no contradiction. He says, Harei, here's the Yesterik, the Dalaninen, Matana Amanas Lahachzer, on the condition that you give it back after your Yotze, so it'll belong to you now, and later on you give it back to me. Not that it should belong to you if and when you'll give it back to me. It should belong to you now on the condition that later, after you no longer need it to be Yotze today, give it back to me. So then it's not Tanai, say Salamaisa. So that's not a problem. So that's why there's no contradiction. Yeah. Tanai say Salamaisa. There's a Rashba and Kiddushin later has like that. That Tanaya Saisa Lemaisa is no good. Maybe we'll have to learn more Gemaras. But it's the same as what Tosis calls over here. Tosis in the Inami, Tosis says that that's what it means Tanaya Maisa B'dover Echad. If Tanaya Saisa Lemaisa. So the Rashba has without that Loshin. Yes, that's a double potion. If the Tanai says Lamaisa, it's not a valid Tanai, so the Tanai is Batla Maisa card. What did Tosis think in the beginning? V'yim Toima, word down the second wide line when the Eskai. V'yim Toima, V'leich Zira Maile Yotza. One of the Klolim of Tanai is you have to have Tanai Tanaya Maisa B'Shnei Dvar. Can't have Tanaya Maisa B'Dover Echad. So Tosis originally thought that that's a cloud. They said, Yishlam Anachanami, the Gemara backed out. We don't pass on like that. But originally Tosis thought that that's one of the klolim of Tanai. Yeah, but Tosis just said before, you don't need Mishpitah Tanai here, because this works midin Tois. The second half of the Tosis contradicts the first half, no? The second half of the Tosis is assuming that here it's working midin Tanai, and there's a rule in Tanai that you can't have Tanai Maisa B'Dover Echad. So Tosis says, the first answer, they say, there is no such klal. The second answer, they say, no, the klal means when the Tanai says Salamais. But what was the whole question in the first place? If the first half of the Tosis explained that here it doesn't work midin Tanai, it works midin Tois. So if it works midin Tois, so what are you asking kashas from the klalim of Tanai? That's a problem over here. So you have to be, it's a little unclear. So the truth of the matter is like this. Tosis gave three cases where you don't need Tanai Kofel. They said, one case is Matana Manas L'Achzer, because it's obvious what it's an umder in the Muchach what he wants. Then Tosis says, Yigdolim is those Amru, a bigger Chiddush. Who gabbed the dove and the Yichsah died in the mace? He never said it tonight at all. Hachanam Yisim, Misha Mace. But the Shchiv Mirah, he thought his wife is going to have a baby. She's not pregnant. So the two Gemaras are Gedolim Izos. So the two Gemaras, the Gedolim Izos, the Shchiv Mirah, the Shchiv Mirah thought his wife is not pregnant, and she really was. And the fellow who's moving to Eretz Yisrael is selling his home, he doesn't need it. So in those cases, it works mitin to us. But over here, it's not Gedolim Mizos. Over here, he did say it tonight. He did say it tonight, but he just didn't say Kofel. So apparently, Tosis thinks this Gemara is Midin tonight. This Gemara is not Midin Tois. but they just said like this. Sometimes, like we said, the Gemara Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara talks about. He said, how can the Ramban write on Gittin Daf Ayin Vav that any Tanai L'Sha'avar works Midin Tois, and Tois does need Mishpatei Tanoim. So what is the Gemara talking about? The Nusach of the Klola, that the Kohen says, when a man brings Ishta Sota to the Beis HaMikdosh and he gives her a curse, that's the Seder HaShkos HaSota, he has to curse her. So the Gemara discusses, did he say it twice or did he only say it once? If he only said it once, it should be a problem. It should be the machlokes whether mechlal avat or shemehen or not. So according to the Ramban, you don't need. It's not midin tois. It's not midin tonight. It's midin tois over here. So we explain, yeah, but it's a klola. A klola, you have to have dibur mefurish. And that's the shaila that the Tanoim had. You say mechlala v'ato shemehen. It's only a mashmois. It's a clear implication, but he never said the klala mefurish. Or no, it's more mechlala v'ato shemehen is considered as if he had a diba mefurish. So that was what the Gemara was discussing here on Samach Beis. And a chanami, it's a tanai l'sha'ovar. It's not going to work midin tanai. It's midin. If anything, it's midin tois, a klala b'tois. But the klala has to be mefurish. You're not supposed to have a klola idea mashmos. So apparently Tosis thinks over here by the esrig matal manas lahachzir. That's midin tanai. Gedolim is also amru the gemara the kamon memtes and the gemara babasan kuf memzayin. That's mamish midin tois. That's not midin tanai at all. But here it is midin tanai. That's why Tosis in the end has the kasha. But isn't there a rule in Mishpatei HaTanaim you can't have a Tanai Umaisa B'Dover Echad? Has to correspond to the rules and regulations of Tanai. I Hakam over here, Tosis is prepared to say, you don't need Tanai Kofel. So that's what they say. Once he says half of the Tanai, it's so obvious what he means. So here it's considered Diba Mefurish. In this case, it's considered not that it's such a strong open that the Muchachai works Medin Tois. You don't need it's not midin tanai at all. No. In our case, it works midin tanai. But since he knows that you need shalachem on the first 2 days of Sukkot, and he paid for the lulav and the esrog, he wants it back, so everything is clear and obvious here. So as long as he says one half of the story, the rest is an umadir and a muchach. So it's considered as if he said a dibur mefurish, as if the mishpat ha'atonaim have been, as if it was mefurish, as if there was dibur mefurish over here. Here everyone would agree that mechlala batoshmehen, that here it's considered dibur mefurish. Not that it works midin tois, it works midin tois. So they're not going to ask a kash at the end of Tanai Maisa V'dover Echad. That's only a klal in Tanai. It's not a problem in Tois. It's a little unclear in the Tosis, because the second half of the Tosis is clearly assuming that it works midin Tois. And the second half of the Tosis is clearly assuming it works midin Tanai. That's why the ask a kash at Tanai Maisa V'dover Echad is a violation of klalim of Tanai. In the first half, the way you usually say, if you don't read the second half, first half you say that it works over here midin tois, not midin tanai. So you have to reinterpret the first half. They don't mean that it... And the other two, gemar gedolim is also amru, it's a bigger chiddush, there was no tanai at all. That works taka midin tois. But in our case, it's not such a strong umdir in the mucha. Umdir mucha only accomplishes that you don't need kofel, that it's considered a diba mefurish even without kfeim. A little bit doichek. Okay. Fine. So the rest of the Gemara we learned already. We learned that Matana Manas Lahachzir, it's good in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's good for Esrog. It's called Shalachem. It's good by Truma. Wow. It's good. Strictly speaking, if you give the Truma, Matana Manas Lahachzir, you yoytze. And it's good by Pidyon HaBen. You see that Pidyon HaBen is not Piron Achay. It's not that the Torah says you have it. The Torah instituted that the Avi HaBen has a chov that he has to pay. It's not a chov, it's a mitzvah nesinah. That's why we said it's a problem. Why the Truma Sadesh came up with the Chiddush that you can't do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He says it's Piron Achav. It can't be Piron Achav. You can't do a Piron Achav in Matanam and Asla Hachse. If I borrowed $1 million from the bank, I'm going to pay them back in Matan Maslats. I did new Piron Achoy. So the Pashto says, you see from this Gemara that Pidyon HaBen is just a mitzvah's Nesina. And if a Matan Maslats is a good Nesina, so you yoytze. Same thing, Truma. The Gemara says, Mikra Din, you yoytze the Matnas Kahuna of Truma, even though you gave it a Matan Maslats. It's Koin Hamsayeh, Bebeis Hagranus. Okay. And that's two Girsas in the Gemara that the Kesemishna discusses on the side of the Rambam. Is there an issue of Koin HaMasayev Beis HaGranas by Pidyon HaBen? So some say yes, Koin HaMasayev Beis HaGranas is a problem by all Matnas Kahuna, Shechat and Bris HaLevi. And the Rambam's gist apparently is that it's only a problem by Truma, because Truma has Kedusha. Pidyon HaBen money doesn't have any Kedusha. So there's no, it's not considered that you're being Mevazeh the Matnas Kahuna. It has no Kedusha, it's just plain secular money, it's the Divrei Chol. So that's not a violation of Shechat and Bris HaLevi. And Matan Maslach says, good to be kind of karka. The Gemara says, you kind of karka by Matan Maslach. So that's what the Nesidus points out. You see, Beferish, there was a machlekes tisma in the Taz. That karka is nicknames by kesef, b'shtar b'chazok. What does it mean kesef? So the Sma understood kesef means you paid up the demei hamekach. So he thought, how can he say it's piron achov demei hamekach? If you can be kind of karka by giving kesef matana manas lahachse, that's not piron achov. So it's mefurish in the Gemara like that does, that kinyan karka be kesef is a symbolic act. It's kesef kinyan, it's not kesef piron. That's in the yeshivas, they worded like that. It's machlekes the sma and the taz, where the kesef is kind of karka, is kesef piron de mea mekach. Oh no, it's kesef kinyan, it's in balakat. So the taz proved that from the fact that you learn kicha kicha mistei efron, that kesef is good for kedusha isha. So by kedusha isha, what shach to say piron de mea mekach? There is not the mea mekach. She's not charging anything. She's not charging anything to sell herself to the husband. It's just a kesef kinyan there. So this is Megala, this sheds light on the nature of the Kichav's Day Ephron. that it was only a symbolic act. It wasn't Piran de Me'amekach. And the Nesivis proves it from this Gemara, the fact that you can be kind of karka by giving kesem hatan mas la'achzer, that's a braya brura, that's not Piran de Me'amekach, that is like the Taz. Usually the Taz's opinions are disregarded, but over here the Taz seems to be more correct than this Ma. Okay. Then the Gemara said, "Bekula kana lebar mikidusha isha, fishen isha niknas bachalita." So that was a machlokes. What does that mean? So Tosis, what's the connection between matana manas lahachzer and chalipin? So Tosis says that chalipin is no good. That's a real din. So with the Rabbanan, they declared matana manas lahachzer is no good because people, if you leave it on the ikra din deraisa, matana manas lahachzer is good. So people who think the chalipin is also good, but the great tragedy if they think chalipin is good, it may come out of michshol. Sure. May come out of michshol and think kiddushin of another person is not chal. So Tesis holds that it's avkin aban kiddushin minem. In the Torah, the kiddushin are they matan manas la'atza is chal, and it's only midi rabbanan avkin aban kiddushin minem is not chal. And the Rambam learned differently. The Rambam came up with this big chiddush that by chalipin is no good because by kiddush isha there's a din, has to be kesef. Sheyesh bo hanoa achidush, and by chalipin, the Gemara said, "Kibin is name of parches b'nav pruta." Therefore, she's not mikudeshes. Means that by chalipin is a lack of kesef sheyesh bo hanoa. So it says the same. The Gemara says here, same chisarin by chalipin applies to matana manas lahachse. That is considered as if true. It's kesef. It's good kesef to be kind of karka. If you kind of karka matanam nas lahachzer, you kind of not Torah. But when it comes to kedusha isha, even though you're learning akeche kichem steyafron, you have to modify it a little bit. By kedusha isha, has to be kesem sheish b'hanam. Achidush, the Rambam holds achidush, and this leads according to the Rambam. This leads you into the next gemara. The next gemara is also like that. Okay, we'll start the next gemara. Omar Rava, what's the next gemara? Omar Rava, ten mana leplani under the chuppah. The chosen wants to give a ring to the kalas to have Rambu Kodesh's lead. So she says, I have already 10 rings. One ring, I have 20 rings. Two rings on every finger, toes. She has a ring on every toe. She does in another ring. She says, give the ring to my sister, give the ring to my best friend, and I'll agree to be Mukodesh to you. That's what she says. Ten man al plod, give the ring to someone else. But Karashani loch, I will agree to be Mukodesh to you. So that's Mukodesh is Midin Orev. What's Orev? Or if it's a cosigner, when the loiva borrows money from the malve, so the mois is mechayiv the loiva. The loiva has to pay. But then the malve is afraid. The loiva doesn't have assets. He doesn't have. He's not so rich. That's usually the children want to borrow money from the bank in order to buy their own home. So the children don't have a job. They have a steady job. They don't have so much money in the bank yet. They just got married. So they'll need the father to co-sign. The father already has a lot of money in the bank. Father has a steady job. So the bank will only lend the money to the children if the father agrees to serve as an orev. So the Gemara says, orev, laf al gavta lamate hanoli adei. The mother doesn't give the $20 million to the orev. He gives the $20 million to the loiva. So the orev doesn't get a penny. Nonetheless, kom mishabit napshei. The orev accepts upon himself to pay in the event that the loiva doesn't pay, so the cosigner will pay. That's what orev is all about. Hayitzanami afkaf, the kala will agree to get married to the chosen. Afkaf lamata no liyodo. Chosen doesn't give the ring to her, but she said, if you give the ring to my next door neighbor, my friend, she doesn't have any rings. I got more than enough jewelry. She doesn't have anything. But she says to the chosen, you give the ring to my girlfriend, and I'll agree. Hayitzanami avgav lamate hanoli yoda. The chassan didn't give her the ring. Kamashabda mekanya napsha. She agrees to become a kudeshes. So what is this din orev? What is this all about? So here there's a big machloikas that Machne Ephraim points out. This negate hilchas ribis. It comes up halacha lemaisa. This is there's a machloikas. The Rambam in Tosfos how to understand orev. The first line in the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira reads like this: Ein amekach niknim bedvarim. If I have karka, I have the talpa, I want to transfer ownership to someone else, so just by making an oral declaration, dvarim, I cannot transfer ownership of a bien. So Tosfos, all the Rishonim assume that klal. You cannot transfer ownership of a bien by just making an oral declaration. What about accepting upon oneself an obligation? I say, hey, I obligate myself to give you $1,000 a matana. So Tosfos says the same thing. Just like you need a ma'aseh kinyan to transfer ownership of a bien, so too you need a ma'aseh kinyan to create a hischaivus of mammon. You can't just create a hischaivus of mammon b'dvarim alone. So how does the orev become mechuyev? So how does the loiva become mechuyev to pay back the halvor? You have a kinyan matmos. Matmos is what's kind of karka vins niknas b'kesef, and kesef is a ma'aseh kinyan for kedushin. Isha is niknas b'kesef. We call it niknas. Isha is niknas and karka is nikna. And the same matmos can be kind of schayvus on the part of the loiva. The loiva has to pay back. That's what we even had the Rambam and the Ravid and the Rabbeinu Hananel. They said the chosin gives a halvor to the kala, and he wants the matnamos to accomplish two things. The matnamos should be good for kedushin to be kind of issues. Matnamos should be kind of the shibulim. The kala has to pay him back the halvor. So the few rishonim said that's okay. Just like matnamos can be mechayv the loyve to pay back the halvor, and matnamos is good to create issues. Matnamos is good to be kind of karka. So you can have one matmos, that should be all three. I give you $1,000, I want you to pay back the $1,000, I want to be kind of your karka, I'll pay the rest. The karka is worth a million, so I'll pay the rest some other time. I want to be mekadesh you also. So you can give one matmos and accomplish all three with one matmos. That's what the Rambam and the Ravid and the Rabbeinu Hananel, a whole bunch of Rishonim had like that. So Tosfos's opinion is that in order to create his chayvus mammon, you also need a kinyan. So what's the kinyan? What's mechayv the loiva to pay? Matan mois. Matan mois is the kinyan kesef. That's the matan mois. So what's mechayv the orev? So Tosfos understands that's what the kinyan orev is all about. Matan mois to someone else, al pi tzivu yi, is considered as if you did a matan mois to me. The orev convinces the malve, lend him the $1,000, lend him the $500,000, and if he doesn't pay, I'll pay you back. So the matan mois that the malva does to the lova is mechayv the lova to pay back the $1,000,000. And matan mois that the malva does to the lova, al pi tzivo ha'orev, the orev says, lend me the money and I'll make good. If the lova doesn't pay in the libisof, I'll pay. So the matan mois to the lova is considered as if the matan mois was done to me, because it was done al pi tzivo yi. That's how Tosfos understands. Where's this Tosfos? Tosfos is in it. Ezel Neshech, and it's quoted La'aloch and Yeridei. Mechaber quotes it. Let's say like this. I have money in a bank account, and I'm making, let's say, 5% interest. And all that interest, I'm going to give to charity. So you want to borrow at $10,000. I say, you're going to borrow $10,000, an interest-free loan. You're going to be mafsa charity, because my money is in the bank now, in a savings account. And the 5% interest that I get every year, I always give away to charity, so I'll be happy to lend you as much as you want on the condition you pay me back to Karen, and the 5% interest that the bank would have given me, I want you to make out a check to charity. So Tosfos says that's ribbis deraisa and it's yotze b'dayana. Why is it ribbis deraisa? Because I gave you $10,000 ala tanai that you give the matan mois is mechayv you to give me back $10,000 to give charity 5%. So the giving of the charity, the 5% that you give to tzedakah al pi tzivu yi, is considered as if he gave it to me. So mamona shal hamalva was nisrabe. That's called ribbis. So Tosfos says that's ribbis ketzutza. And it's yotze b'dayonim. Ribbis ketzutza yotze b'dayonim. What do you mean yotze b'dayonim? The charity has to give back the money. No, the charity didn't violate anything. The malva has to give back the money. I did you a toiva. I lent you $10,000 interest-free, but I said, you're going to borrow interest-free, it's going to be a hefsek for charity, because I give my 5% interest that the bank gives me, I give it all away to charity every year. So I lent you the $10,000, and I said, and you should be kind enough to give 5% of that to charity. Fine. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens like that, Tosfos, that's ribbis ketzutza yotze b'dayonim. Charity doesn't have to reimburse the malve. The charity doesn't have to reimburse the loiva. The malva, I only got back $10,000. I didn't get back the ribbit. Charity keeps their 5%. The malva has to give from the $10,000 that he got back has to give back to the loive the 5% that the loive gave to charity. Mechavet Paskin is like that, Tosfos. That's called Ribbis Ketzutza Midin Orif. Because Tosfos understood this line. Midin Orif means whenever someone does a Matan Moes to somebody, Al Pit Sivu Yi, it's considered as if he did a Matan Moes to me. So the Matan Moes that the Malva gave to the Loive can be Mechayv the Orif to pay. And Matan Moes that the Loive gives to charity, Al Pit Sivu Yi HaMalva, is considered as if the Loive gave that Ribbis to the Malva. That's called Ribbis Ketzutza, Yotze B'dayonim. So the Malva, at the end of the day, he did a favor to the Loive, but he didn't want to be Mapsid charity. So the favor turns around. He's not going to get back his full $10,000. He has to now reimburse the Loive, the 5% that the Loive gave to charity. The Malva has to reimburse the Loive. So he's going to get back less than the $10,000 that he lent him. That's our Tosfos Paskins. So there on that Sif in Hilchas Ribbis, Rabbi quotes that Tosfos in his own Esher, so the Mefarshim say that the Rambam does not agree. Rambam cannot agree. Because the Rambam, that's the first line in the Rambam, Mehilchas Mechira, Eina Mekach Nikta Medvar. Perak Aleph Loch Aleph, Eina Mekach Nikta Medvar. So that's only when you want to transfer ownership of something, bien, karka on the title. What if a person obligates himself? He says, I accept upon myself an obligation to give you $10,000. So the Rambam says, you can accept the Dvarim alone. You're chayv to give the Dvarim alone. There's no need for my Sikinyan. So how do you prove anything from it? And the Rambam proves it from Arif. The fact that the Arif is Mishtabed, even though he never had a Matan Moes. The Loive has to pay back the Halvoah because the Malva made a Matan Moes to the Loive. But why does the Arif have to pay back? In the event that the Loive doesn't have money to pay, then the cosigner has to pay. So the Rambam says, there was no Kinyan. What's Mechayev the Arif to pay? So he says, Dvarim alone. If he commits himself to pay, that's Mechayev him to pay. So what does the Gemara discuss so much? What's the issue of Arif? If you can be Meshabed yourself with Dvarim alone. The Rambam says, if he would have been Meshabed himself, not Alat Tanai, if he would have said, I hereby accept upon myself an obligation to give you $10,000 out of the clear blue sky, he's chayv to give $10,000. But he said, I accept upon myself in the event that the loive doesn't pay, then I'll make good. He thought the loive is going to pay. The Arif thought the loive is going to pay. If he thought the loive is not going to pay, he would never agree to become the Arif. He only agrees to become the Arif because he thought the loive is going to pay. It's never going to happen. It's just I'm saying a good word. I'm saying a kind word over here. I'm convincing the Malva to lend the money to the Loive. Don't worry. If the Loive doesn't pay, I'll pay. But he thought for sure the Loive is going to pay. He's not an idiot. Why should he agree to pay someone else's halva? So the answer is he thought it's never going to happen. So that's a nicho of Asmachta. So the Gemara says the fact that the Malva is prepared to trust the Orev, and he lends the money to the Loive based on the promise of the Orev, so the Orev gets Hanoah, so the Behahi Hanoah, the Hanoah, that's Igmar, the last daf in Baba Basu, the fact that the Orev gets Hanoah, that the Malva trusts him, the Malva doesn't trust the Loive alone. Malva only trusts the Orev, because let's say the father. My son wants to buy a home, he doesn't have any money, he doesn't have a job. So the bank is not going to lend him any money. I have a lot of money in my savings account. I'm holding by retiring already. So I have a lot of money. So the bank will trust me. So because of the fact that the Malva, the bank trusts me and they give the money to the Loive, so that this is considered by Ayanoa that the Malva trusts the Orev. So that takes off, that solves the problem of Asmachta. That's how the Rambam read the Gemara in the end of Bava Basra. That takes off the problem of Asmachta. So according to the Rambam, there is no such din that whenever there's a Matan Moes al Pit Tzivu Yi, it's considered as if the Matan Moes was given to me. How can you derive that from Arev? According to the Rambam, you don't need a Kinyan to be Meshabed a person. Persons I accept upon myself to give you $100,000, you're Mechayev to give. According to the Tosfos, you're not Mechayev to give. You can back out. Unless you made a Kinyan Chalipin, unless you gave me a handkerchief, I said, but am I accepting the handkerchief? I accept upon myself to give you this amount of money. or if I write a shtar. If I obligate myself to give you $100,000, I'll give you the shtar. That's the Gemara, the end of Ksuvah, Daf Kuv Beis, Chayv Anan Lachmona Bishtar. So the two ways to create his chayvus. You need a kinyan, according to Tosfos. Either kinyan chalipin, kana miyoda, kana miyoda. Gemara always says kana miyoda. Or that Gemara, Daf Kuv Beis, Machlek Zabiach Mishlokish, we pass like Rabbi Yechon, if you write Chayv Anan Lachmona Bishtar, I write a shtar. If I accept upon myself an obligation. So according to Tosfos, you always need a kinyan to create his chayvus, either kinyan chalipin or a kinyan shtar. And Kinyan Arev is a Kinyan of Matan Mois. The Matan Mois is given from the Malva to the Loiva, Al Pitzivi Ha Arev. Yorub says, you lend him the money and I'll make good. So it's considered as if the Matan Mois was done to the Arev. So that's why it's good by Kiddushin also. It's good by Kiddushin because the ring that the Chosin gives, the Chosin about to give a ring to the Kal, he says, I have too many rings. I don't need any more rings. I don't have so many fingers. I don't have any fingers to put there. Give the ring to the poor neighbor that I have, and I'll agree to be mekudeshes to you. So Tosfos learned the matan mois to the neighbor, al pit sivoy hakala, is considered as if the matan mois had been done to the kala. The Rama holds there is no such thing. You don't need matan mois to be mechayev. Anybody, a person can agree to pay an amount of money without any need from my sikinya. I would do all the Gemara say kana miyodoi, whenever it says in the Gemara. A person wants to create this chayv. The Gemara always says kana miyod. Achman sin kana miyod. Many times in the Gemara. According to the Ram, why didn't he kana miyod? So the Ktzoy says that kashin simin mem. Mechaber quotes the Rambam and simin mem in chayshin nishma. A person can accept upon himself an obligation to pay an amount of money and his chayv to give that amount of money. So the Ktzoy says, it can't be. There is no such thing. It's a mistake. The Rambam never meant it. He said, no, the Rambam said it and the Rambam meant it. The Ktzoy says, it was so foreign for the mind of the Ktzoy. He said it must be a mistake. The Rama meant he made a hados baldin. The Rama didn't mean it. Can't be. The Ktzoy was thinking in terms of Tosfos that there is no such thing. You can't create a hischayvus yesh meyayin. You have to have a maisikinyan. But the Rama really does hold like that. So the Ktzoy shlugs up. He said, how can it be? The Gemara always says kana miyoda. Kana to the Rama. What do you need kana miyoda for? Just so the Ran on the Rif. The Ran holds like the Rambam. You can create a hischayvus just bedvarim alone. So the Ran asked that kasha, what do you need kana miyoda? So the Ran says, every single case in Shas, and it says kana miyoda, it's a hischayvus halatanai. Like the Orev doesn't accept obligation to pay the halva. He says, in the event that the loiva doesn't pay, I will pay. That's asmachta. That's already asmachta. All the cases in the Gemara. A guy becomes a shomer for a nochri, and there's no shmir with a nochrim. So if kana miyodo, he says, in case a gneiv aveda will occur, I will pay. In case I'll be pasheya, I will pay. So he says, in case that I don't, if a person just says, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000, the Rama says, yechai without any maisi kinyan. If he says, I'll give you the $100,000, if I'll be pasheya, if, that's already an issue of asmachta. So then the Rama says, then the Rama agrees, and you need kana miyodo. But whenever it's believed tonight, that's what the Ran points out. The Ran is the only Rishon who holds like the Ram. Everybody else says they don't know what in the world the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam has a whole different sheet on Asmacht and a whole different sheet on how he created his Chayvus. The Ramban in the end of Baba Basra says, I don't know what the Rambam is talking about. But the Rambam is last year when we learned Sanhedrin, we discussed the Rambam. The Rambam has a whole different sheet. It all starts from this. So according to the Rambam, what did the Gemara say? Mekudeshes medin orev? There is no din orev. There is no din of orev. There is no such din. Matan mois to someone else, al pitzi v'yi, is considered as if he did a matan mois to me. So what does it have to do with orev? So the answer is not. But the Gemara said at the end of Baba Basra that orev is mischayev himself in the event that the loiva doesn't pay, then the orev will pay. The orev accepted it because he thought the loiva is going to pay. This is really an issue of asmachta. There should really be asmachta lokanya. And no Arab should ever have to pay. So the answer is no. It's not an issue of asmachta because behahi hanua because samach alei. The loiva only lends the money, the malva only lends the money to the loiva because the Arab is backing him. So the Arab gets hanua from that. So that's how the Rambam read this Gemara. Every Arab, you have hanua from the fact that the malva trusts the Arab. The Malva lends the money to the Loiva because the Arev is backing him. So because there's Bahi Anoe, says Mukudeshes Midin Hanua Kikesef. That's how the Rambam read this Gemara. Tosis says no, Mukudeshes Midin Oriv. Oriv is a form of Matan Mois, giving money to the next door neighbor, giving money to the poor girl. Al Pitzivo Yi, Al Pitzivo Ya Kalas, considered as if the Chosin gave the Matan Mois to the Kala. And the Rambam does not learn like that. The Rambam says, quotes the Gemara at the end of Baba Basra, that by Oriv it's not an issue of Asmachta, because by the fact that Oriv gets Hanoa, so therefore Gomer Mishabed Amshek. That solves the problem of Asmachta. So the Rambam understands over here, every case of Oriv, there's a little Hayanoa given to the Oriv. So over here, the Chosin is Mahana the Kala by giving the ring to her next door neighbor, by giving the ring to her poor girlfriend. Who doesn't have any rings, Nebuch. So the Chosin is Mekadosh Bekala with the Hayanoah, with Hanoah Kikesef. That's how the Rambam read this Gemara. Totally different from that. So that's how the Rambam understood the previous Gemara. That you need Bekulukon Elabami Isha, Deine Niknes Bachalip, and the Rambam learned you need Kesef Shiesh Bahanoah. So you understand this Gemara is also Psmidin Hanoah. Hanoah Kikesef. Hanoah Kikesef is by Yodam Choshem. We say Hanoah Kikesef. That's later on the daf, right in the middle, smack in the middle of the Amud. By Yodam Choshem Askinon, the Bayi Hanoah, the Kamakaba Matan Mino, Gomra Mikanya La Napshe. Hanoah Kikesef. So that's how the Rambam reads over here. He didn't Orev. It'll happen after Mina. This is Maisim Mechayam. People do this a lot. They lend an interest-free loan to another Jew. And then they say, but it's only on the understanding, you're going to give money to charity. So that's considered, according to Tosfos, the Mechaber Paschal, that's considered Ribbis Ketzutza. And it's Yotze B'dayonim. The Malveh, after he gets back his money, has to reimburse the Loiveh for giving all of that charity. That's considered Ribbis Ketzutza. And there on the page in Yerodeya, Rabbi Kevega tells you, look in the Machne Ephraim, that the Rambam doesn't agree. That's only Shita Satosis. The Mechaber there, Hilchas Ribbis, is quoting the Tosis in Ezel Neshech. But that's how they understood Oriv. Oriv means Matan Mois to someone else. Albit Tzivil Yi is considered as if he did a Matan Mois to me. And the Rambam does not agree. Yeah. Avagav to Lamati Hanor Liyadeh Kol Meshab Nashe Hayitzen Avagav Lamati Hanor Liyadeh Kol Meshab Da Mekan Yenavsho. Yeah. That's Midin Oriv. Then you have Midin Evet Kenaini is a Chiddush. Each one, the Rabbah has these three Chiddushim. Helech Manav is Katsu Liploni. Mukudesh is Midin Evet Kenaini. What is that? Instead of the Chosin giving a ring to the Kala, so the first case was the Chosin is about to give the ring to the Kala. Kala says, I have so many rings. Give the ring to my best friend. So that's also good. Now the case is, a different person says, I want to give you a ring and you should be Mukudeshes to the Chosin. The Chosin is not giving a ring. So one would have thought that Kiddusha Kesef, the Chosin has to be Chosin Midi. The Chosin has to give his ring to the Kala. Over here, a third party is giving. So that's where Rabbi says, Helech Manim, Viskachula, here's a ring, here's $100. Viskachula, Plenshi, you should be Mukudeshes to Plenshi. Mukadesh Medina Abiknani. What there's a Rashi alludes to the Mishnah, there's a Machlokes Hatanaim. Is Abiknani Yotzelacherus Ali De Kesef? How can Abiknani be Yotzelacherus Ali De Kesef? Kol Mashikon Abikon Rabbah. Kol Mashikon Tzin Shikon Abayla, that's a din de Rabbon. Kol Mashikon Abikon Rabbah in Abiknani, doesn't apply to an Abiknani. By an Abiknani, Kol Mashikon Abikon Rabbah is a din de Raisa. So how does the Eved ever have any money? How is it ever possible for the Eved Knight to be Yotze L'Chiris Ayudei Kesef? He said it's a Pasuk in Chumash by Shivcha Harufa. It says, V'hofte lo nevdos ha'chub shol anitan lo. So the Gemara understands in the middle of Gittin and the Mems. Pidyon usually means Bekesef. Hofte lo nevdos means that the Shivcha Knainis Hofdei lo nevdos Shipiduya ve'ena piduya. She's a chetz of shivcha, a chetz of aschan. That's how we pass them. We pass them. Lo dibra tera kalisham ani adam. And it's not one expression. Hafdei lo neftasa. We say hafdei, she's peduya, lo neftasa, peduya v'ena peduya. She's a mikza shivcha, not chetz, it doesn't have to be 50-50. It could be 25-75 also. She's a partial shivcha knainis, and a partial baskarin, because she's hafted lana dasha. So pidyon is usually because of a chub shela nitan law has a connotation of shtar, because you learn law meishan. It says because of law sefer krisus. So there are two ways to free a shifcha knaynis. Same thing, two ways to free an eved knaynis. Either ayde kesef or ayde shtar. So the shaila is, how can you have ayde kesef? How does the eved knaynis have any money? Kol ma shikara eved kara rabba. So some tanaim are of the opinion. This is later chav gimel. That's where the Rashbo is. And he said, if you have a tanai hasoisa lamaisa, what if I give $100,000 to an eved knaynis that belongs to someone else? Amanas on the condition shein l'rabba reshuzbo. Is that a valid tanai or not? If it belongs to the Ebbe, it should go to the Yodo. So we say, here's $100,000, ala tanai, that it shouldn't go to the Yodo. Can that work? If it doesn't go to the Yodo, it doesn't go to the Ebbe. Now, isn't that a tanai asoysa la maisa? That's what the Rashbo interprets there. What Tesa said over here, that's called tanai maisa b'dor echad. So the Rashbo later on, the Afchagima learns, that's the issue that the tanaim had a machlokes about. Can you make such a tanai by giving $500,000 to an Eved Knaynis, matana menashen l'rabbi reshuzbo? Does such a tanai help or not? So if you hold that such a tanai helps, it's possible for an Eved to have assets. Eved Knaynis has money. Somebody gave him a matana menashen l'rabbi reshuzbo. But if you hold there is no such thing, it doesn't help. So how can you have an Eved Knaynis yet to the chayrus ha'idei kesef? You have a pasuk in Chumash, you have to learn evdasa. You have to learn evdasa. Pinyon, stam pinyon is the kesef. Chuf shalanitala means lola meisha, means shtar. Haftalanatas means p'tuya b'kesef. How can you have? So the Gemara says, no, kesef agdei achirim. A good Samaritan, someone else will give money to the Adon. He say, I want you to be meshacher the Eved Knaynis with this money. So that's called kinyan Eved Knaynis. It's Eved Knaynis says, tzilucher is agdei shtar agdei kesef. If it's agdei shtar, the shtar has to be written in Shema. It's agdei kesef. So how does the Eved Knaynis have any kesef? So a third party, some good Samaritan, gives the money to the other, and he says, I want you to free the Eved Knaynis with this. So just like Eved Knaynis lav avgav talak chasav l'amini, the Eved Knaynis is not paying the money, the third party is giving. Nonetheless, kekoni napshe, he goes free, ayidei shichra, ayidei kesef, haygaver nami, by the kiddush yisha, avgav talak chasav l'amini, the chasam didn't give a ring, the third party gave a ring, a different person. He's kind of the isha, even though someone else gave the money on his behalf. That's good for Kiddush. Yeah, Rashi over here raises an issue. What do you mean? The third guy gives the money. He says, "Hari Mukadesh is to Pliny." Doesn't the chasan have to be Mekadesh the isha? If someone else does, he has to be appointed a shliach. Rashi says, "Okay, we're talking that the chasan appointed this person as a shliach, but the chasan didn't have any money, so he couldn't give a ring to the shliach." To give to the isha, so the isha gives it. So the shliach gives his own ring. So the shliach comes to the girl. He says, "Pliny is chalashing to marry you. He appointed me as a shliach. I should be mekadosh you. He has no money, so he didn't give me a ring. So I'm going to give you one of my rings. Hariyah mekadosh is to Pliny." Okay. So Rashi says it must be that Pliny made me a shliach. Otherwise, I can't be mekadosh the isha on behalf of Pliny. So that's midin orev is good, and midin eved knaynis is good. They never knaini. And then Rabbi puts the two together. You can combine the two together. Mekudesh is midin shneim. Ten man amvayde v'kadosh ani lo. Under the chuppah, the chasan is about to give a ring to the kala. Oh, it can't be under the chuppah. Under the chuppah. So the girl says, I have so many rings, don't give me another ring. And the chassan, the poor guy, says, I don't have a ring to give you. I have nothing to give. So a good Samaritan comes in and he says, I'll give a ring. Well, who do you want me to give the ring to? The girl says, I have too many rings. She has too much jewelry. So she says, the chassan is a poor slob. He couldn't even afford to buy a ring for me. So you're the good Samaritan. You give a ring to the chassan and I'll agree to marry him. Says, Mekudesh is Medin Shneim. Midin orev, the ring was never given to the kala. The ring was given to a different person. Al pitzi vuyo. So the ring was given to the chassan. And the chassan didn't pay for the ring. The good Samaritan paid. So that's midin shneim. Midin eved knaynis, that the chassan didn't pay for the ring. The good Samaritan paid for the ring. And midin Arev, that the ring was not given to the Kala. The ring was given to a different person. But here the ring was given to the Chassan. Ten modern father Kashani lo. I'll agree to marry him because that's Medin Shneim. You combine the two together. So that's what the Gemara is going to ask. Why can't you combine the two together? Let the Kala give a ring to the Chassan. And it'll be Mekudesh, it's Medin Shneim. Okay. So the Belinetta tomorrow will continue. Okay. There's a famous run on this Gemara. The run on the Rift discusses. I think Gemara says, V'chein l'inyam amayna, a little further down on the Yomad, V'chein l'inyam amayna, all three work by Orev and Eviknaini and Dishnei, everything works by Mammon, or only some of them work and not all of them. So that's an important run. Okay. Tov. I think Mincha is 1:30 today.
Rabbi Davin, so this morning, Rabbi can get Birkat Kohanim.
Today, now?
At 6:10. Like before Shkia.
Birkat Kohanim, yeah. Huh? Idea. Okay.
Rabbi's usually Mishabbat to the Yeshiva Minyan, but now it's a Sunday schedule anyway, so like, Rabbi, you're gonna...
Idea. Okay, there it is. A lot of places they follow the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says that you do it on the time Sibur. Even if you daven mincha early, okay. That's a pella. But you daven 6:10. That's what it says in the Gemara. I mean, it's just, yeah. At the NTSY, they don't do it in
Encore.
Right. Because that's a shver, a chazan ish. Because they always daven mincha early. It's like you daven mincha right before the shtir. Then the Gemara says you do it in the Gemara.